Pickaxe.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons and Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season or arc has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you around the table.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Feels on Meals. I'm joined today by Boba.
Hello.
As usual. And I'm Ozzy. Hello. Welcome. Today we are having this is different, I suppose, because we're not in the UK or the US this time. Mm-hmm. It seems like every other time past episodes we've been in either the US or the UK. And today we're looking at a restaurant that's actually situated in the Canary Islands on the island of Lanzarote. It's a place called...
I could not remember what island it was. And I kept thinking, like, what's that? A Maserati. Is that a car? I kept thinking, we're going to Maserati.
Maserati. Yeah. Nice. Oh, yes. And the other famous islands that they have, Lamborghini.
I was thinking that, yeah. Miata. That's a car.
Subaru, lovely.
Volkswagen Island.
Very, very, very exotic. Yes, it's actually a really good holiday destination. I've gone to the Canary Islands since I was a very little child, and been to quite a few of them.
How for the people out there, not myself, definitely. But for the people out there who might be geographically, unfamiliar, where are the Canary Islands?
I will quickly... Oh, that's just a bird.
I was just typed in Canary and a bunch of little yellow baby birds have popped up.
Little babies. So I'll read you the description on the Wikipedia article. So the Canary Islands, also known informally as the Canaries, are Spanish region and archipelago in the Atlantic Ocean in Macaronesia. I can't pronounce
that. Macaronesia, which I only know from watching so much Survivor.
Oh my goodness, wow. It's come in handy. Survivor, finally. Thank you. At their closest point to African mainland. So yeah, they're very close to like Morocco, North Africa. But they are autonomous communities of Spain.
Interesting.
They have a population of 2.15 million people.
That's a decent amount of people. How many?
It
There's
is.
Lots in the world, but that's still a good chunk of them, I think.
Yeah, they're like a little, tiny little group of islands, volcanic islands. So you tend to find all the sand is black. And it's really cool. It's like being on another planet on some of these islands, especially the place that we're looking at today. It's really interesting. It feels like you're on Mars, how weird it is. And then they've built a restaurant at the top of one of these volcanoes, which is inactive.
That's how they cook the barbecue, right? It is an active volcano.
It is. I think the last eruption was in like 1835 or something though. Okay. So it's still hot. It's pretty hot there. And they cook food over basically the volcano, which is really interesting. I've been to this place. I will quickly show you a picture of what it looks like. So basically you hire a car and you park it somewhere down. I can't remember where it is on here, but you park. We got a hire car and you park it at the bottom, like the summit of this national park. The volcano is called Tiamanfaya. And they do like tours and stuff, and you can sort of have this part of a package holiday. However, my mum was like, I'll hire a car. We can go ourselves. It's fine. So yeah, you park your car and then you have a coach ride up to the summit here. And at the very like tippity top, oh, it's not letting me go up this way. Let me go up this way, Google. It won't let me look at it. But basically this is a restaurant called El Diablo.
It looks fucking wild. Like, you said Mars, it looks like Mars. Because the landscape is barren, except for a ton of parked cars now.
Yeah, yeah.
And the dirt around the restaurant is, like, red with rocks. And the restaurant itself is, like, very modern, like, kind of like spaceship or space center. What is that called? Space house.
Yeah, it's like a, I know what you mean. It's very like futuristic space looking.
Yeah, it is. It looks okay, Oz. Is this an evil lair? Because that's what it looks. This has got be a retired or undercover evil lair, because this looks like very Dr. Evil.
It does. It looks super ominous, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's like this sort of pill kind of shaped building.
And flat.
It's like very flat and circular. It does look really weird. It does look like a spaceship or something. I have no idea when this place was built, actually. That's a bit of a shame.
I don't know a lot. Wild.
And then inside, they've actually got this really cool... so this is like at the center of the restaurant here. It's sort of built around that circular bit where there's like windows and you can look out onto the scenery, which is basically just like
Mars.
Looks like a Mars, pretty much. And they've got this like tree in the middle with a camel skeleton next to it and black volcanic rock and ash surrounding it.
It's evil as hell. Next, you're going to tell me that after our barbecue, we have to sacrifice a virgin. That's what I feel like is going. Or floors will open up.
If you don't tip, the floor will be opened up under your table and you will be sacrificed to the volcano. But it looks pretty wholesome, like on the inside, you know, there's cute
little picnic benches almost.
Yeah. It's like got cute little gingham checkered tablecloth.
Yeah.
And nice wooden, like traditional seating and a lovely tiled floor. Very, very nice.
This is like I watched Austin Powers recently enough now to where it's in my brain. But you know how while he's gone or something, they set his assets up so that he's making money, so they're like, we own a coffee shop. This is what that is. Dr. Yes. Evil is hibernating and they've rented out his lair to be a restaurant so that they're still making money. And it might be more fortuitous than being evil.
It's pretty weird. Like, it's a very weird concept, and I might have been mistaken, actually. You might park your car here and then a coach will take you around like the national park of Tiamanfaya, so you can get to look at more of the scenery and like weird formations of rock, and it's really cool. It's a really interesting thing. This place is just like a little stopgap, I think. But you can see in this picture, you've got a geyser going off, and there'll be a bloke that puts water into these
holes. Okay,
yeah. Look at him. He's great. And they'll go around and you'll gather around and it's really hot. You know, it's like you can feel the heat coming off the floor. And even like if you've got to wear like pretty decent shoes when you're here, because you can feel the heat coming up.
Oh, that's so wild.
Through your feet. Yeah. So I remember I was wearing, like, when I was there, I was wearing as it's quite a hot country, I was wearing quite thin shoes, I think. They were like espadrilles or something. Mm-hmm. And I could feel the heat coming off the floor. I was like, dang, I can't like stick around here. I'm going to get my feet cooked. But yeah, there's this delicious feet. That's what you can see on this picture. But yeah, there's this guy like tipping water into these little holes to demonstrate like the heat that's coming off this place. And yeah, it's pretty spectacular to look at. And they actually, I don't think you have to pay to go in. Mm-hmm. So you can actually walk around like this pit. You see this pit here? It's basically like a gigantic, there's like a stone.
It looks like a sacrificial well, and they've got a fucking big like wire rack over it that they're cooking on. This is like, it's got like this stone walls with these horrible, like scary austere doorways. And then there's just a well in the middle of the room with which they're cooking over, which to me, I'm like, does that lead directly to the lava, to the magma? And so if they drop the chicken, is it gone forever? I wonder how deep it actually is.
That's a really interesting point. I have no idea. I have no idea how deep this like well goes. You couldn't even like look into it. It was so hot. It's like 450 degrees.
Oh man.
They're cooking this
seems
on Celsius.
So scary and unsafe. Like, oh my gosh, the workplace insurance they must have. Oh, we lost the last cook. He fell down the well.
It's an occupational hazard. I hope these guys get paid a lot.
Yeah.
Because, it does seem pretty dangerous. And, like, someone's probably got to clean this as well.
Oh, true,
Because you can hear the fat falling off whatever they're cooking. In this picture, you can sort of see, like, there's a bunch of chicken, like, mm-hmm. half chickens and, like, marinated chicken legs and wings and stuff being cooked over this big, scary well. And you can hear the fat dripping off, and like it's just crazy. But it smells great. It's like it's pretty cool. It made me pretty hungry. Although, as I said, I didn't actually eat here. I went in the restaurant with the camel skeleton mm-hmm. and the cute picnic tables just to have a beer.
Was it a good beer?
Of course. It was. It was. I think it was just the Canarian beer, which is really nice. I cannot remember the brand of Canarian beer, but it was delicious. Especially after you've been around, you know, this really hot
mm-hmm.
place, it's nice to have a nice cold beer.
Have cooled down.
Yes, exactly. Oh, they have also got like, I think they also do offer sausage and Ooh. Steaks here as well. So there's quite a lot to choose from. Like I say, I didn't eat here. And I think the reason for that was that we were on an all-inclusive holiday. So we generally got our breakfast, lunch, and dinner included in the holiday price.
Okay.
So when you're there, you kind of think like, I don't know if I want to pay for another meal.
Yeah, exactly.
We have it for free back at our hotel. So... You know, being Northern, we're pretty tight. We don't want to pay for food if we don't have to.
I will
pay for a beer, though. But yeah, it is pretty interesting, a pretty interesting concept. And yeah, you get lots of tourists here and, you know, it's pretty, pretty cool. I think, though, from the size of it, I don't think you have to, like, book a table. You can just rock up and, you know, get a seat. You don't mm-hmm. need to book. So that's pretty cool. But yeah, I think it's a really awesome place to, if you were to have a meal here, I think that's pretty rad. We can have a look at the menu if you like.
Yeah.
So
Ose had said that she wanted barbecue. And so we had looked last week where we were like, let's, you know, I looked for some of the most popular American barbecue places. And with barbecue... you've got kind of just the same thing mm-hmm. everywhere. So Ose found us a very exciting place to have barbecue instead. Because otherwise, one of the best barbecue places I found was basically in an abandoned children's kickball lot outside of like some abandoned houses and shit. And it was just this barbecue truck that was parked behind a locked fence that they would open. And then there's like one bench, and apparently that was the best barbecue in that state, which was some southern state.
That's wild. That's wild.
Going to the top of a volcano, or at least close to the top of a volcano, on an island named after a very sweet little bird. I'm down with it.
Sweet little bird island.
Hey all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
Actually, looking at the menu, mm-hmm. sounds really good.
Yeah.
I've read a few reviews just before this, and a lot of people give it quite high scores. We'll go through some pictures of some food afterwards, but we can just have a quick look at the menu first. Mm-hmm. And there's like the starters sound really interesting, like Canarian style boiled potatoes served with spicy mojo sauces. And mojo sauce, I think, is like quite a staple in the Canary Islands. You can get it pretty easily. I cannot remember what mojo sauce contains. Let me see if I can find out.
I think we have some of that on pork and stuff here. I think they even just have the pork in Publix.
It's a Cuban cooking. So in Cuban cooking, mojo apples. So it's made with garlic, olive oil, or pork lard, and a citrus juice, traditionally bitter orange juice.
I wonder. I don't know if it's Aussie or if it's English. I think here we say mojo, but I think mojo might be also accurate, and I kind of like it more.
You're probably correct that, my pronounce mojo is probably mojo.
Mojo or, jojo sauce.
Or is it moxo? Moxo? A Spanish pronunciation. Yeah, or Portuguese. Or morjo. Morjo. That sounds more...
Put
like
some
it would
spice
be
spice on it.
Yeah. So they look really good. It's like this description here. Mojo sauce spread over Canarian wrinkly potatoes.
Oh, interesting that they've got Canarian ones there too. Now, this picture on the Wikipedia looks a little boring because it's just the potatoes. Who knows if they're even cooked or not at this point, because they're
wrinkly.
Not spread open or anything.
They're wrinkly though. But it's garlic, paprika, cumin or coriander and other spices. It sounds really good. And I'm disappointed because I think I steered away from the mojo sauce when I was there. I feel bad now. Although I am determined to probably visit this place maybe later this year. That's how much I want to go back. I might have to go.
You could probably I don't know how difficult it would be to make yourself too, but I bet if you made the mojo spice with the... Listen, I already have a little peek into your life, Oz, where I know that you have a crock pot, or I assume that you do, because I've seen your tomato soup recipe for a crock pot. If you put like a pork, I guess loin or something, into the crock pot with some mojo spices and just set that on low,
man.
There you go. Oh. I bet that will be really good.
Oh, that's a great suggestion. We're going to have to... I will search for a recipe for that.
I got to send you some crockpot stuff. Because I am also a crockpot lover because I cannot be arsed to watch something on the stove. And instead, I will let it sit 4 hours, though, and stir it.
Yep. I mean, I'm a big fan... We're going off track here. But
that's
I'm a big fan of, like, doing quick meals. But also, there is nothing like... leaving something stewing all day and smelling it. Oh, developing.
I've got a good Jamaican chickpea curry recipe, which is like
Ooh.
Chickpeas and some curry sauce and some honey and onions and carrots and peas. And then you put it on bread. Very delicious.
Oh.
But instead, some mojo sauces, some grilled chorizo sausage with fried peppers.
That sounds good.
At the El Diablo.
Mm. This is, I mean, the prices as well. I don't know what the exchange rate is currently.
Mm-hmm.
€10 for this grilled chorizo sausage served with fried peppers. I assume it's not like
that
tiny.
That doesn't seem bad. That seems reasonable.
Yeah, considering that this is like the only place to eat up there, you know, they could really hike the prices, but they seem
they seem
pretty modest, don't they? And like, you know, the potatoes are only $4.50.
Mm-hmm.
You can get some gazpacho, some cold local tomato cream soup.
Oh, I don't think I've had cold tomato soup before.
It's definitely like, I'd say I've had it a couple of times and it is delicious. Like, I think when it's made correctly, it can't be too like acidic.
Okay.
I think that it's not nice when it's too acidic. But
I was going to
say, what do I know?
Tomato soup just be eaten cold?
Get your Heinz out or your Campbell's,
mm-hmm.
whatever you like. Vegetable salad for €9.
That sounds interesting.
I wonder what kind of vegetables it is. I assume they're roasted vegetables, but mm-hmm. it's quite expensive for some vegetables.
One of my favorite things is next.
Croquettes. Oh, croquettes. Chicken croquettes. Mm, 6 pieces for €7.
That is not bad at all.
Mm.
Croquettes are so good too, because it's just like a fried ball of stuff.
Very, very delicious.
Delicious.
And then there is a cheese board of Lanzarote cheeses with fig confit.
Delicious.
Interesting. That's an interesting, usually you'd have that maybe as a dessert, like an afters thing.
Oh yeah, the afterwards cheese.
But that's pretty cool. And then you get into the second part of the menu, which is meat cooked in the heat of the volcano. And it's nice. I think, you know, as we were sort of discussing before, where barbecue menus aren't usually that sort of extensive, because I feel like there's only so much you can do, maybe. But I don't know. I feel like, you know, barbecue is a huge, interesting, like, way of cooking stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But here it seems to, like, keep it simple. You know, you've got your chicken cooked in the heat of a volcano, half a chicken. For €14, which is quite expensive, I guess, you know.
It's the gimmick, I guess. And I wonder how long it takes to just cook it over the heat of the volcano, too.
Yeah. I mean, as far as I could tell, they cook everything from start to finish over the volcano. I don't think they, you know, cook stuff in the oven and then, like, off. But I don't know. I'm not too sure of, like, their practices. But if that is the case, you know, the volcano, the death well, the fiery death pit isn't that big. So, you know, I guess they can only cook so many things. I'm not sure.
Oh, that's true. They might just have all of this on a rack at any time. I wonder.
Yeah.
Because also you have to think, do they prepare stuff ahead of time or...
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
You've got pork and chicken skewer. Very nice. €16. Chicken thighs. Oh,
very good.
Do like a bit of dark meat. It's my jam. And then you've got sirloin steak, which is a really nice cut of steak. Probably one of my favorites.
I do enjoy sirloin.
€18.50. So pretty good, like, for a steak. I wonder how big it is. It doesn't give you, like...
Oh, the ounces or anything.
It doesn't give you how big it is, but I assume it's, like, a decent-ish portion. And then they have some fish. So fish and prawn skewers, and also grilled fish with salad and aruga, wrinkled potatoes.
That sounds like the wrinkled potatoes are the thing.
Arugada.
Arugada?
Yeah. Interesting. And then you can get just some roasted vegetables to have along with that. Any of your choice. But yeah, I guess, like, it adds up. Like, your vegetables are €10. And then if you're getting, like, a a couple of mains here. Like, you're probably going to be spending maybe like 60 euros.
Yeah.
Which I guess actually isn't too bad, you know, if you're eating in a very spectacular place on top of a volcano. I think it's worth it. Absolutely.
So you're ready to spend. Here's yes. a good part now. Sorry, I got excited. I looked down at desserts, but yes, the kids menu also good.
Oh my god, yeah, kids menu, breaded chicken and spaghetti with bolognese sauce. So kids, you haven't got a lot of choice here. You either, you know, you might just eat some wrinkled potatoes, children.
Eat your wrinkles, yeah. Your wrinklies.
Eat your wrinklies. But yeah, the dessert menu is actually pretty extensive,
yeah,
isn't it? And what has caught your attention?
I mean, kind of almost all of it, because
yeah.
we've got a Lanzarote, is that how you say it? A Maserati volcano on a brownie.
A Lanzarote volcano on a brownie.
I hope that's in the pictures that we look at.
I hope, yeah, I hope we see good. Some of that.
And a traditional almond syrup served with toasted cornmeal ice cream also sounds Whoa. Delicious. Some assorted ice creams, a cheese mm-hmm. mousse with passion fruit, which I've never Whoa. Had that, so I might be tempted to try that.
Cheese mousse? That's yeah. interesting.
Light and yeah. fluffy. A glass of Montagna Rajada, or Rajada maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
Or as one might say, Montana Rajada, olivine ice cream, whatever that is. And, oh, how do you say this, the mountain again?
Timanfaya
ice cream on brownie. So
mm.
lots of specialties, it feels like, in the desserts, which I definitely am interested in.
Ooh, and you can also get bread and butter on the side, which is a must. And
yes.
apparently their dishes are served with seasonal vegetables, potatoes, or grilled sweet potato, which I did not realize. So that's good. So I guess even if you're getting your chicken thighs or your steak, you're getting something with it, which is really good. You know, you're not just getting a big slab of meat. You're also getting your seasonal vegetables included, which is really good. I'm impressed.
What else have they got on there? I see a snack bar.
They do have a snack. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I didn't even realize they had this.
That's pretty extensive. I wonder if that's for the people with the beers.
Yeah, I suppose like you, if you're wanting just to get a little snack, you know, they've got like some sandwiches, lighter bites, that kind of thing. Spanish omelette baguette with tomato.
Oh, some of these sound so good. I love a good charcuterie kind of setup. I'm a sucker yes. for it.
You know, but this is, you know, it's just interesting. Like, you can just get a bag of crisps
yeah.
for 2 euros. Pretty expensive.
Yeah.
Muffins,
donuts. Cookies, donuts, and cakes. Yeah. So they must have like a little cafe kind of style thing.
Ooh, they also have an interesting smoothie selection, which is kind of nice.
Castillo de San Jose, pineapple and coconut. I think J's are wise. Jardín de Cactus or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I've not taken Spanish in many years.
Oh, it might be J is
Jardín,
a
Jardín de Cactus. Papaya, yeah. mango, and pineapple. Delicious.
I got Montañas yeah. del Fuego. I know that means fire.
Fuego. Apparently means mango, though. I mean, I guess that's just a name that they've given it rather
true.
Than the ingredients. But yeah, I like how they've sort of made the names sort of like, you know, you've got your cactus, your del fuego, your
del agua.
Jamios del agua. And these all sound really delicious, you know, like just some
refreshing,
nice smoothies.
At the top of a mountain or at the top of a volcano where it's probably hot, you hand me that blueberry, raspberry, apple, and mango does sound very good, but I am also a sucker for peach in a smoothie.
Oh, yeah.
Peach, strawberry, and papaya.
Oh. I've also got some interesting, I guess this is their assortment of ice cream. Mm-hmm. So you've got Maltesers, Pivot, which I have no idea what Pivot is, and Truffo plus almond, which must be just like an almond ice cream.
Yeah.
But I don't know what Pivot is. I might quickly Google this. Pivot ice cream? Let's see. Oh, it's a brand. I see. Okay.
Oh, that makes sense.
So it's like a cornetto. Nice.
Oh, those are cute. Okay.
Yeah, they look delicious.
Is it like a fruity cornetto then?
I guess. Yeah, it must be like a strawberry and cream cornetto. Mm. Oh, yes. Very good. Yum, yum. I like the sound of that. You got your wines. You got your sweet white wines, you got your rosé, your reds, and your sparkling.
Ooh.
So these must be all, I'd say, native to the Canary Islands, if not specifically Lanzarote, or just Spanish.
I have no idea anything about wine, so to me this looks like, okay, we can try okay. one, I'll try one.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I think, like, I assume they've got someone, not necessarily a sommelier, but somebody to sort of, like, recommend what to have. But I bet they're all really nice. Man, I really need to go and eat a nice, like, considering sort of, like, where this is situated, they've got some really interesting sounding wines here.
Mm-hmm.
Although they might not be, they might just be like the Blossom Hill of Spain. You never know.
Yeah, just have a Blossom fancy just, name to disguise it as well.
Yeah, yeah. And then you've just got your sort of normal drinks.
So what about the first one though, Os?
Oh, a glass of milk. Why would you have milk on top of a volcano? Beats me.
Heartburn, milk, maybe?
Milk was a bad choice. I can't see myself wanting to have milk after, you know, being in maybe like 25 degrees Celsius heat.
That is true. That is true.
Or even like, I suppose, tea, coffee. I don't know. You can get an Irish coffee. Oh. And then you can get coffee with cinnamon.
Ooh, that sounds very good.
And then you can get your sort of like soft drinks, juices, and here we go. On to the beer. I think I got Tropical, which is the this is the Canarian beer. I'm pretty sure that you can find in most places. Let's just take a quick look. Yeah, this is the stuff.
Oh, I see. Okay.
This is the stuff. I love this stuff. Yeah, they got a couple of brands, but Tropical is like the one that you find everywhere, you know.
It's Cerveza.
It's really good.
Yep.
Cerveza. Very good. Yum, yum, yum. They got I think this is why I never got this.
Reina? Is it Reina?
Reina. I think it must be Reina.
Reina?
Reina beer.
I don't know.
Reina sounds right, yeah. And they got all sorts. They got some aperitifs. They got like Campari and Martini Bianco.
I wonder, Tio Pepe, is that like Uncle Pepe then? Tio, I think, is uncle.
Uncle, yeah, it must be Uncle Pepe.
I would get an Uncle Pepe, is what I would get.
What on earth is
Tio
what is
Pepe?
It? Oh, it's a sherry.
Okay.
You can get it in Tesco, apparently. Well, I never. Might have to get you some boba, some Tio Pepe.
I want my very own Tio Pepe. I've always wanted one. An Uncle
Look Pepe. At him!
Oh my gosh, they've put a hat and a little shirt on him. On Tio Pepe.
Look at him. He must be a very popular uncle because he is.
They dress him up all over, huh?
They do. They're very into dressing up their bottles of sherry.
I like there's a Tio Pepe Encanto also search result. that was suggested too.
Oh, was there?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Is there a Tio Pepe in Encanto?
I don't know. I thought there was. I think there's a Tia Pepe, maybe. The aunt. How funny.
Perhaps. But that's cool. And they've got Sangria, of course. Very
Sangria. Oh, very so delicious. Good. And very
so good.
Very easy to drink a decent amount of it.
Dangerously easy. If you don't know what sangria is, it's basically like red wine with fruits, like oranges, apples, grapes. Oh, so good. And then you can just get a glass of wine. If you don't know what to choose, you could just say, I'll have your white, dry, whatever. Just give me a glass. I don't know. But yeah, that's pretty cool. They've got a pretty big menu, considering. And also, you can have... Apparently, you can get on it while you're up on this mountain, on this volcano. You can
Hell yeah.
Liquor and moonshine.
My gosh, even. Of course, they've got tequilas as well.
Of course. And some honey rum. Man. I can't imagine wanting to go up a volcano and having a Jägermeister, though. Like, that just doesn't seem...
Here's what I would do. I would get a Tia Pepe and then I would get a Tia Maria.
Oh.
So I've got my aunt and my uncle covered.
You'd be very pissed, I think. If you mix Sherry and Tia Maria.
I think that would not be a good time. That's like when you've got your fun aunt and uncle, except they just let you get fucking wasted.
Yeah, jeez. Yeah, a huge selection of drinks. Huge. They seem like this is probably why I got a beer. I was just like, I'm too overwhelmed.
Yeah.
With all this choice.
I'm surprised too. Like the menu is relatively extensive as well, because usually when it's something like kind of gimmicky or whatever, they just, you know, they don't have that much stuff, but they still have a decent amount. And I mean, I'm of course impressed with the desserts.
Oh man, yeah, the desserts sound really good. So we'll have a quick look after having a look at the actual menu. Let's take a quick look at what the food does look like. Okay. I should have really asked you, what would you be ordering? Sorry.
Oh, true. I forgot that bit.
We've forgotten about our preferences here. Would you have a starter here?
I would get the croquettes, definitely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good choice. I think maybe to start with, I would like to have the Canarian style boiled potatoes with the mojo sauce, because I want to try them. I want to try them wrinkly potatoes.
Wrinkly boys.
Yeah, I want them wrinkly boys.
The chorizo is also always really good too. I think the croquettes and probably just a basic chicken or maybe a sirloin steak.
Okay.
And then definitely, oh my gosh, I would have a very difficult time deciding the desserts. I might just get more than one. Volcano brownie is always good, of course. But also the cornmeal ice cream sounds good. And that cheese mousse, I want to know.
Yeah,
I want to know about it.
It's like a mystery. We'll see when we move on to looking at the photos if we can find that cheese mousse.
Mm-hmm.
I think for my main, I would have to, it's really difficult.
Mm-hmm.
The fish and prawn skewer is sort of calling to me, because I bet that is delicious. Like barbecued fish and barbecued prawns is just so good.
Yeah.
It just tastes amazing. But I probably, if I was thinking more meat, I'd probably go for the chicken thighs.
Yeah.
Pretty simple. But I bet it's good.
And always juicy, too. Nice.
Yeah. And dessert-wise, I guess... Oh, man. I really like almond.
Yeah.
So I think I'd have to go for the traditional almond syrup served with toasted cornmeal ice cream. I think I would go for that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yum, yum. And it's ice cream as well. So, hot climate in it, you know.
Yummy.
So, this is some of the pictures of the... Oh, here we go. So you've got this octopus here.
Oh.
Interesting.
With pesto or I don't know.
I think this might be a mojo sauce.
Oh, you there you go. Green,
You can get green and red mojo sauce, so that's pretty cool. Oh, there's your croquettes. I think these are croquettes.
They've just got the croquettes sat on a bed of very basic bitch French fries, but still, yeah. Sometimes the basic bitch ones are the ones that taste the best.
Mm-hmm. They certainly can be. But this looks like really nice. This looks like the chicken thigh here.
Mm, yeah.
And it's like half a baked potato, half a tomato and some veg with it as well. It looks really nice. Looks like good, like wholesome food.
Barbecue roasted vegetables are so good. Like, if you don't like vegetables, that's definitely a way to have them because they have like a char to them. They have a fire flavor to them or smoky flavor. Very delicious.
I wonder what this is here. It's got like pistachios around. This is a dessert of some kind, but it looks like a little volcano, doesn't it?
It does, but it's also, it looks like it has a strange wet texture, you know?
Yeah, they've covered it in like a dew of some sort. Yeah. What could that be? It is Lanzarote volcano on a brownie. Maybe that's what that is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I gotta say, I don't like what the consistency looks like, because it looks kind of like maybe like a sticky toffee pudding consistency, and then it's got like some kind of wet sauce on it. And what looks like lots of minced garlic, by the way.
It does look like garlic.
Something else.
And then surrounded by like
dirt.
You know, dirt. Yeah, pretty much just dirt. Maybe this is the almond thing.
Yeah.
Because it's the almond syrup. I still think it looks pretty delicious.
It does. I just think I would wonder what the texture is.
Because
I've got the weird texture stuff, you know?
And there's more pictures of just chicken being cooked and sausages. Mm-hmm. I guess this is the chorizo.
The water bloke.
Water bloke is there, yeah. You got your mojo sauce. Ooh, even the bread looks really good.
Yeah, you've got like that seedy, like the bread that's got the seeds on it, like a whole wheat or something, and then some just like very good regular baguette-looking bread. That's probably baguette, but, you know.
Just some nice rolls.
Rolls, yes.
Nice rolls. I'm trying to... There's a lot that... It seems like a very popular place for people to actually take photos, because there's a lot of content here to look through. Like,
yeah.
It's hard to sort of distinguish where the menu sort of begins and ends. Like, no one seems to have... You know, it's like there's so many pictures.
Can you click on the...
I like this blurry family.
That has got to be from like the 80s or something. Look at that kid's shoes.
Yeah, that's a really good point. This is like a step into history.
Mm-hmm. You've got the woman from the original Jurassic Park is stood behind the pit looking over. She's got the same high-waisted shorts and collared shirt. You've got a very blonde child with a red t-shirt and a fanny pack and some shorts and some chunky looking Nikes or Adidas or something.
Yeah, they're pretty cool photo, I gotta say.
Mm-hmm.
So it must have been open for a long time. I need to find out when this place opened, because this is all in Spanish. I unfortunately cannot understand it, so it's interesting. There's like reviews in Spanish as well as the reviews in English. I'll have to try and find an English one so I can read it. So here's one. Absolutely lovely meal up the volcano. Food was very, very nice. Although it was a busy restaurant, you don't wait long for a table and service is pretty quick. Drinks are a little overpriced, but it's the only place for miles. There you go. Had a lovely visit. Thanks so much. And that was in 2020, but yeah, okay. it looks really good.
The food does not look bad either. Because, like, I mean, we looked at the T-Rex cafe, and that being a gimmick, you know, they kind of skimped out on the food a little bit.
Yeah,
can you click on the little devil man?
There he is.
It's like Look a little devil man, and he's is that their logo?
I think it is. Yeah. So he's like, you get him all over the place. Mm-hmm. Like they'll have him made out of metal, and
I like him.
Yeah, he's sort of on a lot of the branding here. But yeah, it seems like people really quite like it, considering that, yes, as you know, like it is gimmicky, but I think the food is actually pretty good.
Yeah, I don't think they're like skipping out on anything. It does actually look like a good
really
food.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, those must be the desserts behind the bake case, because you've got some sort of nutty donut.
Yeah, and like cake. Yeah, this is like a strudel or something. Mm. Interesting. Okay. I really wish I could find a picture of the mousse.
Yeah.
Because
I wonder, this is TripAdvisor. Is there a Yelp for it too?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't. What the heck is
that? What is that, Oz? It's like a huge mountain.
It's on fire. I can't tell what it is. This is definitely in the restaurant.
Is that meat or dessert? I can't tell. Is it chocolate or meat? Oh, there's a flaming one too, right there.
What
but
is
that
it?
One's like some sort of fucking, like, as above, so below video taken on a handheld camera.
What on earth? I can't even tell what it is.
It's huge, and it's on fire, and it's either meat or chocolate.
It's like a lump. It's like a lump.
It's not even a volcano.
Lump.
It's like a mound. Some sort of mound.
Super, super weird. Well, they obviously have something going on. Maybe for special occasions. Maybe they get out the lump and set it on fire.
Bring out the lump. We've sacrificed the virgin. Now bring us the lump. Lump time.
It's lump time. Oh, it's your birthday? We'll set the lump on fire for you.
Setting the lump on fire. Oh, there's a picture inside of the hole.
The hole. Yeah. Doesn't look like it goes that deep.
Okay.
I'm surprised.
Maybe they can fish the chicken out of there then, if it falls.
I guess. I don't know. It's really, really odd. I can have a quick look to see if we've got any Yelp reviews.
Yeah. So it doesn't really seem like anyone's particularly disappointed in it on the TripAdvisor.
No, not at all.
Which, I mean, I'm kind of surprised. But I guess, like, maybe the effort it takes to have a restaurant up there, maybe they were like, alright, we'll do this in a serious way, you know? We're not gonna skip out on anything.
we're not gonna make it hilarious.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't even think there is a Yelp for it. I cannot find...
Wow. What about the Google reviews?
Yeah, there is actually a few Google reviews here. Yeah, this is the right place. And terrible service at the restaurant. Impolite and unprofessional.
Uh-oh.
Oh, and then some people saying that the service was good, but the food needs definitely improvement.
Uh-oh.
Interesting. So, yeah, it's like... Some people are still saying that it's great.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this was 3 months ago, saying we had a relaxing lunch with a wonderful view of Tiananmen Fire National Park. Given the uniqueness of the experience, the panorama, the restaurant designed by Manrique, the meat cooked by the heat of the volcano, the place was neither crowded nor expensive. We had 2 appetizers, 4 pork chicken skewers with side dishes, a kid combo plate with french fries, water, and bread for 55 euros.
That's
really
not bad, yeah.
Okay, so the restaurant enclosed between glass walls, unfortunately, suffers from a greenhouse effect
even in December.
But it was bearable. Okay, yeah, so I suppose, like...
They're cooking the people alive.
Yeah, it's a bit warm in there, as you'd expect.
Yeah.
But seems like they still really enjoyed it. And yeah, I mean, there's... It's just, I mean, this one says, came on Monday, tried the volcano chicken. Best case, it was cooked the day before. Tourist trap. Nice view, though, and some impressive facts on the island and its volcano history.
Okay.
Vegetable and wine were good. Mmm.
So it looks maybe like hit or miss on the Google reviews. But on the TripAdvisor, it looks okay.
Oh, what's this picture? Oh,
is it the mound? Give us the mound.
Look at that.
Oh, okay. Holy shit. It looks so. It's like some little like dessert thing. Maybe that's the almonds or something. And it's got like they've mimicked the dirt outside and made it into a dessert, which doesn't sound appetizing, but it does look good.
It does look very good. I'm like into. It looks super odd, but I really. I don't know how I feel about this dessert, but I think for the gimmick factor,
I kind of love him.
Yeah, I do too. He's really cute, and I think I'd be there asking like, "What's the little mound? I want the mound.
Yeah,
give me that mound.
Give me the little mound."
But yeah, overall, I think it's like an interesting concept. I think it would be worth going to. Like I say, I'm actually thinking about traveling again to Lanzarote this year for a holiday, and I'd love to go here again and see how it is. I'll give you my first-hand experience account of this place.
Yeah, give it a try and see, and then you'll have your own personal photos to like compare it to, which maybe we can do a return visit after you go, you know?
Absolutely.
This could be you, Rose.
That could be me. I do actually have some personal photos of this place.
Oh,
this
really?
These were actually taken by me.
Oh wow!
And my mum.
You've so got the water bloke.
The water bloke was there. This was back in 2013. That's not from this place. Oh, here we go.
A camel.
There's also camel rides, so you can have a camel ride around the national park. So after you've had your Tio Pepe and Tia Maria,
yeah,
you get on a camel, absolutely
fucked. I have never noticed how narrow and weak the hips of a camel look. Why he liked that? It looked like it belongs to an entirely different animal.
It's true. Oh, they're so adorable, though. This is me stroking a camel.
Oh my gosh, he likes you.
Yeah, well, he's very friendly. There he is.
Oh, he's got a little mask on just, you know, to be safe, too.
Yeah.
Super so cute. He doesn't spit. He has a little tail. Oh.
They're so lovely. So that was like a highlight as well. Like you get to see some camels and ride, have a little camel ride.
Did you go on a little ride on him?
I did.
Oh!
I need to see if I can, let me see if I can find a picture of this because there is definitely a picture of me riding a camel.
Okay.
This is from, bear in mind, I have zero tattoos. I look completely different.
So, from 2013. Okay. I was going to say. Yeah. How recent was this? Because Oz just, she just did all of her tattoos in 1 year.
I speed ran getting tattooed, I guess. I was like, I'm bored of myself. I need to become
I must become cool.
Oh, here we go. Oh, it's so cute. Oh, I love our camel. And the thing is as well, like the people who own these camels and like take them out on the trips, they absolutely adore their camels. They're not like...
Oh, yeah. They're not just like, I have a camel and, you know, I'm using him for his being a camel stuff.
Yeah. They really actually like adore their camels, which is super cute.
Mm-hmm.
How sweet. Let me just find my pictures. Got my emails. Okay. Here I am again.
Oh my gosh, look at your little hair, Oz.
I know! I had to, this was another occurrence where I had to chop it all off because I ruined it with, like, bleach. So,
2013, how many years ago is that? Look at how cute you are, Oz. With Lady. And the camel, how did you get the camel to also look at the camera in the same way that you both are?
The dude I think that was taking our picture had a quite good relationship with this camel. So
it's his wife.
It's his wife, yes. But yeah, super adorable. So yeah, it's a great day out as well. Not only does it have a good barbecue restaurant, it's also a great time. I mean, look at that. Having a lovely time there.
Mm-hmm.
Stroking camels.
Amazing. Yeah. I like it. I would go. I think all in all, I think it would be worth it. And I think I think they should open it up in the evenings for, evil lair roleplay. And I think that would also work.
Yeah, that would be good. They'll just take away the floor and it's just sharks swimming in lava or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I can only hope.
So can I. But that's I guess that's all I have to say about El Diablo on top of Tiamen Fire. Pretty cool place.
I want to go. I hope you have a great time when you go. I hope you do get to go.
I hope so too. I need to get my passport renewed and I'll book myself on a holiday just for this place.
Amazing.
Maybe I'll go and I'll be like, oh, I did a podcast about this place.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll go, wow, that's
we'll give you 20% off.
And I wouldn't expect anything. I just want to make sure that they know how much I love it there.
Yeah. I do like this. There's just two more little photos where there's just like a line of small fish being cooked. And I do enjoy this photo. That's cute.
This is very cute. Very cute. So yeah, that was today's Feels on Meals, and we feel very positive. I think I feel positive.
I do. I like it, and I feel suddenly suspiciously in the mood to sacrifice a virgin. I don't know what it is. I don't know what's gotten into me, if you will.
Oh my goodness! Barbecue makes Boba hungry for sacrificial ceremonies.
Yes,
apparently. It's all the meat. It's all the meat involved.
Yeah.
But if you have any other suggestions of restaurants that we should look at, you should give us an email. And the email address is feelsonmeals@gmail.com. Can't wait to do the next one, I guess. Like, always have fun doing these. I hope you enjoyed listening as well today.
Mm-hmm. And, it was a great time.
Yeah, it was. It was very good. And we'll see you very soon. Thank you so much for listening.
See you soon. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.